Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 27th of October, and I'm recording at 9:25 p.m., and yes, it's now Greenwich Mean Time, so clocks have gone back an hour here in the UK. Okay, so what happened in here today? Well, mixed performances, maybe more stock markets a little bit weaker here. That was the case in Asia Pacific. Now, Japan had a decent day here with the Nikkei 225 up two-thirds of a percentage point, better gains by the other Japanese indices. China, however, was a little bit weaker, and I noticed that Shanghai Composite Index, that's down 0.5% here today, but it's also down and testing the September reaction low. So it's lost a little bit of form in here recently. It is oversold in the very short term, but it needs an upward dynamic to reaffirm support near those lows that we had seen in September. And elsewhere, more markets down than up, including India down a third of a percentage point. That broke a consecutive day run to the upside. The Australian market, however, was quite firm, nearly 9/10 of a percentage point, but Australia is also quite overbought here in the short term. It's just had a very strong persistent rally from its reaction low. Okay, looking at the European indices now, this is where we saw some technical damage here. They all started the day on the upside, but then reversed those gains. And while they closed off the lows for the most part, they certainly closed on the lower side overall of the day's ranges. And the standout feature was that here also we'd seen another consecutive day practically spike to the upside. But we had a number of downside key day reversals in here today. And a lot of those with Germany and the SX5E, that's the top 50, Euro Stoxx 50, and also the banks index showing these downside key day reversals, as did a fair number of other indices in here today. And a lot of those are taking place sort of below or in the lower regions of what had been that sort of trading range. So you've got an overhanging trading range, and the rally has run into a bit of a wall here in at least the short term. Now, Wall Street, pretty much unchanged here today. The Dow and the NASDAQ up the tiniest of fractions, less than a tenth of a percentage point, and the S&P down 0.15 of a percentage point, overbought definitely here following the very strong and impressive rally, it must be said, because it's pushed right up close to the previous highs on the main indices, not on the Russell 2000. That's running into resistance at the lower side of that overall top formation characteristic that we see. Okay, elsewhere. Well, the U.S. 10-year government bonds, those yields eased just a tiny bit down to 2.26% in here today. The U.S. dollar index also eased. It's backed away from 86. If you look at it on the chart, that's DXY. And 86 is not the high that we have seen over the last few weeks, but it's where rallies over the last two or three weeks have run into resistance, and it's currently where it closed here tonight at 85.569. And among these other currencies, sterling a little bit firmer, 1.6117, and the euro also a little firmer, 1.2698. The Australian dollar also looks a fraction steadier in here today. The main move in currencies is the weakness of the Russian ruble. Well, also I should say also the Brazilian currency was sharply weaker after the sad news, in my opinion, that we didn't get a change of government. So the choice was between an economist taking over or the incumbent, Mrs. Rousseff's, remaining in power with very much a socialist agenda. I won't be entirely down on her on this. I mean, she has apparently helped a lot of poor people, but socialist regimes, that doesn't create any real genuine wealth in my opinion. And governance is everything in these markets, and the stock market didn't like it, so that market closed down. It had been weak on Friday in anticipation of this, and was down another 2.77% here today. Now, what about these commodity markets? Well, the two main commodity indices, the CCI, that's the Cumulative Commodity Index, that hit a new reaction low in here today, as did the CRY in index, although they both closed off those lows. Firmer in here today among the commodities, well, the U.S. grains and beans, I believe. I haven't seen any of the news here today, but I believe that was largely due to the problems they've been having with the harvest delays due to wet weather. So you've got a little gradually ranging higher recovery in those very, very depressed grains. I suspect it'll still be a very good harvest, but not as good as if they had favorable weather to bring it all in. Might be some rust problems or some deterioration in parts of the crop. Hopefully not too much. Copper was higher in here today, up to 305.65, and evidently there's a story. I haven't actually seen it, but I heard about it, that someone has bought half of the LME copper stockpiles. I'll check on that, see if I can find that. And what else to mention? Among precious metals, palladium and platinum showing modest gains. $3.30 for palladium. Platinum up $7, takes it up to $1,257, nearly $1,258. Silver, though, is currently down 8 cents at $17.10. And gold is also lower at $1,225 and change. Now, crude oil was interesting because we saw the WTI slip in here today. It got down to 79.44. A lot of people have been talking it down to 75. A number of people, I'm just saying their target to downside is 75. And I think Goldman Sachs might have put out a more bearish forecast. But at any rate, with that suggests a lot of people are short. And it couldn't hold that move down there and is trading after hours at 81 right now, but still obviously very much to the lower side and technically in a bear market defined by that 20% or more reaction. And we just saw that the Brent was a little bit quieter in here and is just a little bit steadier, and that's pretty much it. So Again, all the very best to all of you.